taken. Mar says it's so bad for Lukma begazlin. Let the field already stay by the gazlin. Let him stay by Reuven. So it says Mishum the Kaboye le Misna Sefer. Because he wanted to learn the Sefer. The Sefer says Mocha loy Poro. Mocha loy Talis. If I sold you a Poro, sold you a Talis. Dafka Mochar. Only if I sold it to you. Devil le Yir Shvashinu Rishus. If the gazlin sold it, then we say the owner was already Miyai. She gave up hope from it. And also with a Shinu Rishus. Avoloy Mochar. But if he didn't sell it, so Hodra loy. Then he gets it back loy. He then don't have this. Then he's not called in the Gei Miyedis. Therefore, it's on a ration on me. Mocher says in the ration also that he sold it. The more of a safe, even so, Nami Nihidi Miyayish Migufa Nidimemi Miyayish. He's only Miyayish to get back the object itself. But he figured, listen, whenever I catch the Gazlin, we'll get at least the money back from him. Let's reach the Miss Gazlin. I'm talking about the Gazlin died. It's Nana, Gaith the Michael's bottom, Nihabar the Turim, Lushalim. I'm talking about when the Gazlin himself died. So therefore, if the Gazlin died, from the Gazlin's Yorshim, you can't collect any money. The only thing you collect is the Chayfet itself. That's what we have to say here, that he was Miyayish from the actual Chayfet. Since he was Miyayish from the Chayfet, he doesn't get it back. Therefore, that's why, that's what we have to say, there's Yish and Shinushas. Alright, so stop here. Yeah, we'll go over again. That's Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Again, we'll go Kadosh Shnuk with Satam Shoka. Come from the top of two dots. Tan Rabbon says Mocholoi Bayis, Mocholoi Sodo, Ain Meid Lo Yoleho. If you sell your friend a house or a field, so later if it's a question, someone wants to take it away from him, you can't say Edus. Mitnei Shachar Yusilo, because you have a Chrayis on it. Therefore, it's Magaya to you that he should keep the field. You shouldn't have to pay him the money. What about Mokhle Pora Mokhle Talis? Let's say you sell somebody just a Pora cow, or you sell somebody a Talis, then the Lacher is Meid Loyaleho. Then you are allowed to say Edis. Why? Because you don't have a Chrayis on it. So you sold it, the sale is finished, that's all. He can't come back to you. So whether the Lakeach keeps it or not, it has nothing to do with you, the Meicher. Therefore, you're not calling a Gabi Edis, you could say Edis. So Mori is, Maish Narration, Maish Nasefer, what's the difference? In other words, if it's Tam a question that by Karka Stamazoi you are Makabal Achrayis, and by Torah, by Metatlam, you're not Makabal Achrayis, so let it say whether you're Makabal Achrayis or whether you're not Makabal Achrayis. Why does it pick a case of Mocholoi Sod and then Mocholoi Torah? Why does it these two cases? So more first answer is Amr Rosheshes. I'll tell you, Reisha, the case if you sell somebody a field, it's like this. It's a whole new case. Rosheshes says, Reisha is Beruvein Shegozal Sodim Eshimin. Talk about there's a Gzeler involved. That Reuven went and stole away Shimon's field. Ulmach for the Levi. And Reuven the Ganef sold the field to Levi. Now, Vyasa Yehuda of a Komar. Now, a third person, Yehuda, comes to Bimar and says to Bezdin, that it belongs to him, it belongs to Yehuda. And here Shimon is saying that the field was stolen from him. So, Lach here, what the price he meant to say was, to Lelezel Shimon. Shimon now, the Nigzel is not allowed to come to say Edis, Liyasu to Lele Levi. He's not allowed to be part of the Edus to say that this field belongs to Levi. Here is called in the Gei Bedover. So not Sam where Reuven sells the field to Shimon. We're talking about now in a case where it was stolen. And the Ganef now sells the field to Levi. So the original owner, Shimon, he's not allowed to say Edus for Levi. Why not? Because he says he's in the Gei Bedover. He has Negias here, the Nichalei Dahadra. Because he wants to get it back. Therefore, he would rather see this field in the hands of Levi. And then there'll be proof that Reuven stole it and sold it to Levi, then eventually Shimon would get it back. So for Shimon to say Edus that the field belongs to Levi, he's called him a Gei Bedover. The Yasid laid the Levi, who? If the Makasha B'chivan, the Yasid laid the Levi, Akasha. Now, since Shimon is saying Edus that he knows this field belongs to Levi, Hechi Motzim Apik Leminei, how could he get it back from him? In other words, why is Shimon called him a Gei Bedover? If Shimon is being made now that this field belongs to Levi, very good. Levi will keep it, not Shimon. So he's not Legay, he has nothing to gain on the deal. The Torah says like this, the Yoma Yodano Dhayar Yodalav Yudhi. His Zikadis is that Reuven and Shimon are saying that I know for sure this field does not belong to Yehuda. That's his Adis. So such an Adis, we don't let him say that Adis, because he's a Legay of Bedover. Because he would rather see this field stay beyond Levi and not go to some new face. La Yehuda. So Mari asks why, the Chura, who the Chusa, the Komafrig Levi Levi. Like, what do you say that right now Shimon would rather this field stay by Levi? Why? Because Mistama later, Shimon will bring proof that the field really belongs to him, and I'll be able to take the field away. I'll be able to take the field away from Levi. So whatever course he's going to have to take the field away from Levi, Lekura Lifka Yehuda. Let him right now bring those aides, that proof, to be able to take it away from Yehuda. So what is he afraid about? The Gemara says, the Yamano, Shimon says like this, Hasheni Noyach Li Harishin Kashim Enu. That no, that he's afraid Yehuda is too hard for him. Maybe against Yehuda he won't be able to get the field back. Therefore, Shimon would rather see this field stay beyond Levi, because Levi is not such a strong man. And eventually, Shimon will be able to prove it later that the field really belongs to him. That's what the Braisa means. In such a case, when the field, a stolen field, was sold to Levi, so the original owner, Shimon, he's not allowed to say Eidus, because he's called an Agei Vadova. That's the Pshan, the Reish of the Braisa. The boy is saying another chapter like this. Regarding the Yisle Sadi Lamar, the Yisle Sadi Lamar. I'll tell you, Levi has Eidus that the field belongs to him, and Yehuda has Eidus that the field belongs to him. And the Yom Rabbonin, Arya Hecha the Kaima Tekim. By this Rabbonin say, Klav, whenever you have a suffix, what to do with Karka, we'll leave it to Cheskas, whoever's in it right now. So Rashbam explains, like, before you say, Melohochi Lamotki Shimon Afukim Yuda. You know why Shimon won't be able to get it away from Yuda? Because I'm talking about going to Yisle, Sadi, Le Shimon, Shashar, the Saloi. You better. Shimon has Eidus that the field belongs to him. But Yehuda also has Eidus that the field belongs to him. So in such a case, it's like Eidus Achosha. So then Bezin leaves the field where it is. So that's why Shimon wants to fight strong to get the field away from Yehuda. Because if he doesn't get it away from Yehuda right now, he'll never see it back. Because since right now they both have Eidus that the field belongs to them, so Loch would be, Hecha the Kaima take him. Wherever it is, it stays there. So Kitsa, that's why Shimon wants to get it away from Yehuda. And otherwise, he can't get it away from him. Mashenkin, he's called the Negeya the Eidus to say the field belongs to Levi, because from Levi we see his Negeyas, he'll get it back from Levi later. Now the Gemara says, V'lukma, so that's John the Braisa. Now the Gemara has a question, V'lukma the Gazlin. Like, what do you have to say, a big case here, that the Gazlin wants to sell it to Levi, and then there's a Yehuda, another era involved, the third person involved. What do we need the case of a third person involved for? Let's just have a case that Reuven stole the field from Shimon, and without selling it, and Levi now comes to Marla and says the field belongs to him. The question is, do we believe Shimon to say Eidus that the field belongs to Reuven, in the posh of the field, that Reuven stole the field away from Shimon, and now Shimon wants to say Eidus that this field should stay by the Gazlan by Reuven, rather than it going to Levi, a third person. Let it be a posh of the case. Why do we have to say here that the Gazlan sold it to somebody? Tomorrow says true. The ratio we could have had this case also to tell us that the Shimon the Nigzal is called an Agei Beidus. The reason why it says that the Gazlan sold it to a third person was Mishum the Kovoy Lemisne Sefer. Because he won't also have the Sefer over here. The Sefer, the price it was, Mochalai Poro, Mochalai Talis, that if you sell somebody a Poro, you sell somebody a Talis, you're allowed to say Aedis for him to keep the Poro, to keep the Talis by him. If Reuven sold the Poro to Shimon, so then you could say Aedis to keep it by him. Now here the Daske Mocher. Again, we're talking about a Gazlan again, Mr. Stomer. It pays the ration of was both owned by Gazlan. So here the case is that Reuven stole Shimon's Poro. And now Reuven went and sold this Poro to Levi. So that's the case here. The Daske Mocher, only because the Gazlan sold it to Levi. Right now the pshat is that the reason why Shimon is not called an Agei Beidus is because Shimon can't get it back anymore. What happened was Reuven stole Shimon's Poro, or Reuven stole Shimon's Talis, and now Reuven sold it to Levi. So when Reuven sold it to Levi, Levi has a good kinyan on it. That's called Lestamet after Yishir. The owner Shimon was Miyayish, and also there's a Shini Rishus. So when Reuven sells the Talis to Levi, Levi has a good kinyan on it. That's why Shimon's not called the Gevi Dover, because Shimon can't get it back anyway. Since Shimon was Miyayish already, Shimon can't get back the Talis. Therefore, that's Shan the Rasha in the Sefer, that's why it's not a Gevi Dover. So, now the Sefer is like this, Avalei Mochar, but let's say the Gazlan, if Reuven stole Shimon's Poro, and Reuven did not sell it, so Hodrelei, then it's supposed to come back to Shimon. So then Loi, then in such a case, that somebody else will be Ma'arer, to say that it's theirs, so Shimon will not be believed to say it belongs to the Gazlan. Because in such a case, then again, it's like Achrayus, Shimon could get it back. So that's why Tona Reisha Nami Necher. That's why in the Reisha it says also the case of a Necher. So the Kitzur, really, the Pshandas Breiser is, it's saying a case when Reuven stole Shimon's, something of Shimon. And then the Goslin sold it to somebody else, and a third person is coming tomorrow that it says it belongs to him. The question is, do we believe Shimon or not? It depends whether there's Yish Kainer or not. In the Reisha, where the question is, Reuven stole Shimon's karka. So karka is then an exilus. So even though the Goslin now sells Shimon's karka to somebody else, it still belongs to Shimon. Therefore, to Shimon to say, Edith, that it belongs to the Goslin, he's an Agei B'davar. Because the karka still really belongs to him, and we're afraid he's saying Edith now to keep the karka by him. It's only in the Sefer where it's Metaltlim. When Reuven steals Shimon's Torah, it's Metaltlim. It's Melech lives like Yish. Shimon was Miyayish on it. And now when Reuven the Goslin sells it to Levi, it's called Yish and Shinah Rishus. So now it doesn't belong to Shimon at all. So therefore, since Shimon is not the owner anymore, he's not on the Gei B'Yedis. It has nothing to do with him. Therefore, that's trying to say for, that's why we believe Shimon, he's not on the Gei B'Yedis. The kid has nothing to do with Kibbul Achrayis or not Kibbul Achrayis. So no type of a sugi over here. If such Edis, are you called on a Gei or not, whether there's Yish and Shinah Rishus, that by Karka there's no Yish and Shinah Rishus, and by Metaltlim there is Yish and Shinah Rishus. Verse Akasha, the Sefer, even on the Sefer, that you're saying this Reuven, the Goslin, stole Shimon's Parah, and then he sold it to somebody else. Nami, Nehi de Miyayish Megufa, even if you want to say Shimon was Miyayish from the Gufa of the Parah, he gave up on getting back that Parah, but the Churim is the Meha Miyayish. He was the Miyayish from the value of the money. Because Reuven sold his Parah. So why should the Nigzal, why should Shimon be Miyayish from the money? Like, true, he thinks this Goslin's a strong guy, he'll eat it, he'll shecht it, he'll keep the Parah. But I'll call upon him, Reuven did a Maisa Gzela. And because of the Gzela, he's going to have to pay back money to Shimon. So why should Shimon, like, be Miyayish on the money? So, Chura, Shimon's not Miyayish on the money. Again, Shimon should be in a Gei B'A this year. Because Shimon has what to gain by saying the Parah belongs to the Goslin, and not the third party, in order to eventually be able to get it back. So, Chura, since there's money involved, Shimon should still be called in a Gei B'A this. So, Mar says, let's read the case we're talking about over here, to Miss Goslin. This Reuven that stole the field, he died. The Miss Goslin, the Goslin died. So what's the pshat now? And the Tanan, we learned like this. Ha-goizel, if Reuven steals something, O-mayachal es bonov, and he feeds it to his children. Kids, it's not around anymore. It's used up already. V'niach lefneyem, and so it's like, v'niach lefneyem, so turim el-shalim. In other words, and he just left it in front of them, so they're potter from paying back. In other words, only the Goslin that has to pay back the money, but not the Yorshim. The Yorshim don't have to. Shmuel says, "V'niach lefneim means klemar." Oy sheniach lefneim nagzela, or else he just left the gzela in front of his kids. So liachem oisayf turim, the kaninu biyis v'shinu reshus, and now mikashachlan kenuklihos. This is the machlokes here in the Gemara by the Kama. Is if a dafka when the kids ate it up already, and it's only a question of the money now. The kids are parted from the money, or even when it's then, it's also called yis v'shinu reshus. They have a right to keep it. But I call upon him, we're talking about now that the Goslin died and the Yorshim are here. So the Yorshim do not have to pay the money. So therefore, since the original owner, the God, the Nigzal, was Miyarisham, the Gufa Chayfid, therefore it's called the good Yish. So in such a case where it's Yish and then a Shinu Rishus, Shimon has no right to get the money back even. So therefore, he's not called an Agei B'Yedis. It doesn't make one bit of difference to him who owns this Parah, because he's not going to get it back anyway. So therefore, in the Sefer by Metaltlim, Shimon is not called an Agei of the Yedis. For the Gemara, we'll look at the Yerush. Why don't we better put the case done about now by a Yerush? As the Rashbam explains, the Mashin of the Rosh Hashanah, according to Rosh Hashanah, and he was the one that entered our Brice, and now we're talking about not a regular Mechira with Achrayis, but where Reuven stole the field from Shimon, and then Reuven the Goslin sold it to Levi. So now the kasher is, Yukma the Reisha begos the Mocha Mishim Sefer, only because of the Sefer has to be like Zelom, the Lukma be Yerush. Why don't we say no, the Sefer is talking about a Yerush, where he died, and the son Yashin. It means he was telling me now to be Gezlo Mocha Mari, who with the Miz Goslin, and the Goslin died, him came, Maru Atana, Likha Goslin, Lishna Shitosoi, the Goslin, Shemochar, Tafagos, the Goslin sold it, could be the same halacha, even if the Goslin did not sell it. Let's say Reuven stole the Parah, and then Reuven died. The Chivin the Meis, when Reuven the Goslin dies, Hirish the Bonav, then the Goslin's children take over. Why Yochel Imsa Chilik, because to make the same type of a Chilik, Ben Reish Lefeifa. So going, Ruvain, Shagaz, Osod, and Shimon, and Mis, Gazlan, Vyosha, Levi, Benoi, Vyos, Yud, the Gemara, Lel, Isla, Shimon. As if it's a great question of Karkam, that Ruvain stole the Karka. And then Ruvain died, and now there's a third person coming to Marur, so Shimon is Magay Beedis. Because since it's Karka, Shimon will get back, even from the Yorshim. Therefore, Shimon, we would be in the Gaib Adavar. Mashenkin and the Sefer, where it's a question that the Gazlin died, but he sold Metaltlim. When he sold Metaltlim, then we say, when the kids Yashin, the kids keep it, they don't have to pay back. So in that case, Shimon would not be called in the Gaib Yadis. So why do you have to say the case the Gazlin sold it? Just say the Gazlin died. And now it's a question, the Yorshim take over. If they take over Karka, they have to return the Karka. So then Shimon is a Magay Viedis. He has what to gain here. But if the Reuven sold Metaltlim, then the law is when Reuven dies, true, the Yorshim take over, but they keep it. They don't have to pay it back anymore. So Shimon loses out. So therefore Shimon is not a Magay Viedis. So what does the Shreshis have to say, by a Mechira, where it was a sale, you could have the same Malacha by a Yerish. So more says that depends. Shapir, you tell me a Yerush is not called like a Lekeach Dami. A Yerush is better than a Chnami? So it's not like this. That Yerush is means a Yerush is not like a Lekeach. He lagav Lekeach igi yishish in Rishus. Bekoni Lekeach Rishus echritihi. Vilu Yerush kari davu hevdik Rishus. Gazda Marisha Dami. Lekanya bi yish greida. So Shina Rishus Lekka Gabi Yerush. If you tell me now when the Gazlin dies and his sons take over, his Rishus is not called like a new Rishus. It's not like a Lekeach. He's just called Kari of Yahua. He's like the foot of his father. He's taken over his father's halachis. So if so, then there's no Kinyan Yerush. Then Yerush is not Kaina. So then Taka will still belong to Shimon. Therefore it's good why Rishus did not say the case of a Yerush. So again, Honich is good why Rishus did not say the case of a Yerush. Laman the Yom Rishus Yerush, Lav Rishus Lekeach Dami. If you tell me a Yerush is not like a Lekeach, a Yerush is not called a Shini Rishus. If he's not called a Shini Rishus, so there's no Kenyan. So therefore, Shimon is still called a Negev Adavar. That's why I can't start the case of a Yerush. But Laman the Yom Rishus Yerush is Kirishus Lekeach Dami. But if you tell me a Yerush has a Lach like a new Rishus, it's called a Shini Rishus. Says so, Mike Lameno. So then what can you tell me? How can Rishus just have to say in Mechira? Let him just say the Gazlan died. When the Gazlan died, his kids take over, his kids is called the Yish with the Shinu Rishus. So that's one question. The Yoid Kashalel Abayim, Abayim had another question also, Nevnei Shachar Yusi Olav. Our Bryson, the Star of Olav, says clearly, that Tana Rabbanan, the Mokhal Loi Bayis, Mokhal Loi Sadeim, Yidim Olav. Why? Nevnei Shachar Yusi Olav. So it says clearly the reason why, because there's a Chrayis involved. And in the Sefer, when it says that somebody sold the Talis, that he can't say Yedis, that's the Enach Rusyolo. Mandiri could say Yedis, because there's no Achrayis upon him. So how could Rosh Hashanah say in Nuhalocho? It's talking about a Gazlin that he sold it. So it has nothing to do with Achrayis. So Nuhalocho, does it still belong to Shimon or not? By Karka, Karka, and Exelis, it still belongs to Shimon. By Metaltlim, Metaltlim is the Exelo, there's Yish and Shinu Rishus, so it doesn't belong to Shimon. Shimon's not on the gay, there's nothing to gain here. So what does the Bryce say? She is some Achrayis. It just should have said, what it should have said rather, the difference is, does Shimon receive this or doesn't he receive it? That's still not Gemino. If Shimon is supposed to get back to Metaltlim, if he gets back to Karka and the Reisha, so he is a Magay Viedis, because he has what to gain. He wants to say Yedis to get back his Karka. But in the place where he stole Metaltlim and the Yish Shinu Rishus, where he doesn't get it back, he's not a Magay Viedis. So it's a Kasha, according to the Breisa doesn't stim. The Chur of Breisa is not talking about